KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of light snow, mixed times with some occasional sleet, freezing drizzle, or freezing rain. Some light ice accumulation is possible today. Any snowfall will amount to less than 1/2 inch. We look for a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, Creston police report this morning that a Creston business, CHS Incorporated, told authorities Thursday afternoon that someone had stolen a portable welder from their storage building at 1310 East Howard Street in Creston. The theft happened sometime between September 1st and December 15th, and it resulted in a loss of about $4,500. Well, a federal analysis indicates at least one out of every five people who lived in small southern Iowa County last year had an income below the poverty line. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The national poverty rate last year was 13.5%. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the poverty rate in Decatur County, Iowa, was 62% higher, for a poverty rate of 21.7%. Decatur County sits along the Iowa-Missouri border and had fewer than 8,500 residents in 2010. Lamoni and Leon are its largest communities. The poverty rates in Johnson and Story counties, where large batches of college students live, both topped 18%. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The poverty rate for counties here in southwest Iowa include Cass County, 13.9%, Adair County, 11.9%, Adams County, 12.5%, Ottawa County, 10.3%, Guthrie County, 10.4%, Harrison County, 9.9% poverty rate, Mills County, 10.3%, Montgomery County's poverty rate was 13.4%, Shelby County, 9.2%, Fremont County, 12.1%, Page County's poverty rate, 15.7%, Ringgold County, 14.1%, and Taylor County, 14.7%. You can find an interactive link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com to see the poverty data for your particular county. Well, there's a wide range of opinions on which way cattle and hog prices will go in 2017. One of the more optimistic outlooks comes from ISU Extension Farm Management Specialist and Livestock Economist, Shane Ellis.
Not saying it's going to be an easy go year or we're going to make lots of money, but I do see some improvement and possibly we could get back into the positive for the year in 2017. 2018 should be even better. I see this being kind of a slow recovery, but I do see a recovery coming.
One of the reasons for his optimism, Ellis says, is the strengthening U.S. economy.
As folks are more secure in their employment and wages are going up, incomes are going up, we'll tend to spend more money on the higher end protein sources such as American grown beef and pork.
Continued strong exports of beef and pork, he said, should also contribute to the price recovery. And a group of Iowa landowners forced to allow a Texas oil company to put a crude oil pipeline under their farmland is asking the state courts to throw out what they consider illegal easements through their land. And some say that if they win what they want, the pipeline will be dug up and removed. A district court judge in Des Moines heard arguments Thursday in the lawsuit challenging the Dakota Access Pipeline. About a dozen landowners seek to overturn the project permit approved by the Iowa Utilities Board. And they claim it was illegal for the board to take farmland when the pipeline provides no public service to Iowans. The pipeline attorney argued the project is completed, making the case moot. He says Iowa law gives the utilities board authority to issue pipeline permits. Any decision is likely to be appealed. An Iowa lawmaker who has helped make key decisions on health care services in the state will lead the department that oversees aging issues. Governor Terry Branstad announced Thursday that Representative Linda Miller, a Bettendorf Republican, will be director of the Iowa Department on Aging. She starts the job in February and replaces Donna Harvey, who has resigned. Miller was elected to the Iowa legislature in 2006. In recent years, she's led the House Human Resources Committee, which advances legislation on health care. Miller also served in a budget group that recently compromised with the Democrats, it is, to add more oversight of Medicaid following its privatization in April. Miller had been set to leave the House chamber in January after she decided not to seek re-election. Iowa is joining 19 other states to sue the six largest generic drug makers. State Attorney General Tom Miller says they're alleging two illegal actions by the companies.
One is sort of a failure to compete, to use the time period and the mechanisms when a drug leaves its patent and gets into the generic category. And secondly, to allege that they manipulated and fixed prices of generic drugs.
Miller says there are two specific drugs involved.
One is an antibiotic, and the other is an oral diabetics medication. So two, you know, pretty important and well used drugs that we're alleging antitrust activity on behalf of the six generic drug companies.
The antibiotic is doxycycline hyclate, oral diabetes medication is glubiride. Generic drugs currently account for approximately 88% of all prescriptions written in the U.S. So Miller says many Iowans could have been impacted.
We don't know how many Iowans have been affected, but we think it is significant. Generally, as a rule, we assume that Iowans use about 1% of whatever the consumer product is, because we're 1% of the population.
The state is seeking two things in the federal lawsuit.
An injunction that would prohibit any of this antitrust activity in the future, and then we would want damages for the sales that have taken place.
Miller says it's a complicated legal case that could take a while, although there's a good possibility they could reach a settlement.
In antitrust cases, like most civil cases, they are settled. Some are tried, but the majority of cases are settled.
The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Connecticut. The lawsuit is against the companies Heritage Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, Aurobindo Pharmacy USA, Citron Pharmacy LLC, Main Pharma USA Incorporated, Mylan Pharmaceuticals, and Teva Pharmaceuticals USA Incorporated. Elsewhere in the news, an annual report from a coalition of healthcare groups claims Iowa is shortchanging programs to help prevent people from taking up smoking and helping them quit. John Schachter, a spokesman for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says the Centers for Disease Control recommends that Iowans spend about $30 million a year on such programs, but fall far short.
Iowa is spending $5.2 million on tobacco prevention, which is only 17% of what the CDC recommends. So that puts Iowa right in the middle of the pack, ranking 24th.
Nationwide, tobacco companies spend more than $9 billion a year to market their products, which doesn't include another $100 million to market e-cigarettes. By underfunding that is prevention and cessation programs, Schachter says Iowa is missing a golden opportunity to save lives and cut tobacco-related health care costs.
What's most distressing is that Iowa receives over $300 million in tobacco revenue from the state settlement with the tobacco companies, as well as state tobacco taxes. So you're seeing the state spend less than 2% of their revenue on prevention programs, and that's just a recipe for disaster.
Studies have found Iowa could save $5 in tobacco-related medical costs for every dollar spent on tobacco prevention and cessation programs.
In Iowa, the youth smoking rate is incredibly high. It's still over 18%, and that's a problem because that's way above average. It's significantly an issue, and we're seeing over 1,500 kids starting smoking every year in Iowa, and over 5,000 people dying because of smoking-related illnesses.
Iowa's cigarette tax is $1.36 per pack, which is 33 cents below the national average. The cigarette tax in some states, like New York, is over $4 a pack. Of all the cancer deaths in Iowa, nearly 28% of them are attributable to smoking. Schachter says tobacco use is the number one cause of preventable death in Iowa and nationwide. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.